Fine, let's begin from the top of Yud Beis and Aleph. The new Mishnah tells us that Hamakdish Nechasov, so a person is Makdish all his property, the Hayu Bahen Dvarim Ruin La Karbanos Tzibur. And among his property, there were things that were fit for Karbanos Tzibur, which the Gemara told us yesterday is a reference to Ketores in particular. So, what does he do with this Ketores? So Yinasnu Leumnim Bishara in the Divrei Rabbi Akiva. You actually take the Ketores and pay the Umnim with their work. So we mentioned this yesterday. The Gemara is going to explain that this opinion Rabbi Akiva thinks you could pay people using Hekdesh with service. Although they only did Malacha, you could directly pay them off with the Ketores. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. But comes along Amar Lo Ben Azai, which is how we were learning yesterday, Enohim Min Amida, that doesn't work like that. You can't use Hekdesh to pay a person for service. Ella, what are you supposed to do? Mafrishin mehen schar umnim. You separate from the ketores that's left over from the guy's property. You separate the ketores, and then you mechalin osan alhamos. You take the kedusha of the ketores. The guy now has been makshish the ketores in his property. You take that kedusha and put it onto money. Now the ketores from his property is chulin. Then you monosan osam. You pay with this chulin ketores to the umnim bischar for their payment of work. And then Then the Gizbarin take from the new Shkalim, buy back the Chulin Ketores from the Umrim. Now the Umrim have money they could use, that's their payment. And now the Beis Hamikdash has Ketores to be used for the upcoming year. That was a process we discussed yesterday. So that's the Machlokas, really, Rabbi Akiva Ben Azai. Ben Azai requires this hold back and forth. Rabbi Akiva says you could pay directly the Ketores for the service that was performed in the Beis Hamikdash.
But here they don't go through the Mechalot with something else.
Right, on the initial mouth.
The bricks, right.
The Gemara explained that.
Right,
on the bricks,
okay.
Right. So then the Gemara says, HaMakdish Nechasev, someone's Makdish is property, the Hayu Bahen Behem Ruil Agabi Mizbech. And among his properties was an animal. And the animals which are fit to go on the Mizbeach. So Zecharim Vinikevos. He had a male animals, he had female animals, so what do you do with all these animals which are now Hekdesh? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zecharim Yim Karlu Tzar Chayolos. You take the male animals, sell them, and that money is used, the proceeds are used for Olos, because Olos are brought only from the male animals. Nikevos, Yim Karlu Tzar Chay Zivchay Shlomim. Any of the female animals can be sold for Shlomim. Shlomim come from both male and female. So if it's a nekeva, you can't use the nekeva proceeds for a ola, because olas only come from the males, so therefore you can use it for shlamim. By the way, a nekeva normally comes for a chatas only, but you can't just bring a chatas as a nedava. So you can bring a shlamim as a nedava, so therefore the nekeva, the proceeds go to become a shlamim. Now, the mem yiflu imshar, imshar nechasev, so, which Demeim is referring to right now. Oh, his Demeim is the money that's been sold. Go with the rest of his property now to the Bedek HaBayis.
I thought you're using the money to buy Olot. Right, or is that what's left over?
So I'm not sure. It could be the leftover, I guess.
No, Yimachru le Torkei Olot. They sell it to people who need to give Olot.
Oh, very good. That's how you're right. Exactly.
Right.
You take the animals and sell the actual animals.
Because
to
you get more money. You get more money by
is that how, yeah?
Because they are, you know, they are without a mum, and people pay more.
Uh-huh,
for
they're very valuable. These perfect animals. I see. So you have animals that are tamim. You take the actual animals, sell them to a person who's chayv an ola, person who's chayv a shlamim. Then that money you
right.
have to buy selling it along with the rest of your property. You put together, and that's used for the bedek habayis for the upkeep of the Beis Hamikdash. Okay?
That's according to Manda Amal that you could actually do business with these animals that are Hekdesh.
No, because this is not a loan. You're not making business. This is just...
So it's the same thing as selling the leftover wine.
No, that's an investment, though.
That's an investment.
Might be a loss. This is not here there might be no loss. Here is the current value, meaning you're not waiting for 5 months and see if the lot go back up or down. Here you're just converting it to money because you want to use it for Bedek HaBayis.
Okay, the problem of doing the business was because you might come to a loss. There's no concern of a loss here.
Okay.
Because there's no period of time.
Right. So that's all according to Rabbi Eliezer. Comes along with Yeshua Omer, Zecharim Atman Yikarbu Olos. You don't sell them, so rather the animals themselves are brought as Olos. The Nikevos, then the Nikevos, however, Yimachru L'Tarchei Zivchei Shlomim. You do sell the Nikevos to people who are Chayv Shlomim. And that money, that money you sell is used for Olos, also, different than, very different than the first Binyan. The Shar Nechasim, the rest of the property is Yiflu LeBedek HaBayis. So as opposed to the first opinion, that all the money, you sell everything and all the money is used for Bedek HaBayis, this opinion of Yeshua says it depends. Certain animals are actually sold as, certain animals actually used as Olos. The cables are sold and then the money is used for Olos and then the rest of the money is used for Bedek HaBayis. Okay, very big machlokas. Now Amar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says, Roa Ani, I think it reached be Ein Ani Roa, is that the one? No, the different gifts later on. Now Roa Ani, I see the opinion, I agree with, as Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. I think Rabbi Eliezer makes more sense than Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer was the first opinion that all the money is used for Bedek HaBayis. So Rabbi Eliezer, Hishves Midasav, he says everything's equal across the board, it's a little more consistent. Rabbi Yeshua Chalak, Rabbi Yeshua divides between everything, it's a little more complicated. I'm not sure if it's put because it's complicated versus simplistic, but he says he agrees with Rabbi Eliezer since it's across the board. Now I'm Rabbi Pappas, Shemati, as Divrei Shneim, I hear both of them. Both of them make sense to me. So Beferish, when you say explicitly Kedivrei Rabbi Eliezer, if you say you want to use this for that and this for that and all that kind of stuff, so then this one's for an Ola and this one's for a Shlomim. So then you hold like Rabbi Eliezer where you sell the animals.
I think this is Beferish,
no? Yeah, where you say explicitly what all the different things are for.
No,
that Behemosai V'nichsai Lehektish.
Right.
You see, my animals. You separate animals from property. Right. Is that what you have there?
Amar Rebas Shmati is the Reim Shneim, and then here there's a separation. Hamakdish beferosh imiskir hamakdish b'mforash tabeimot kegon shamar v'heima v'nechasi lehekdesh kedi Rabbi Eliezer.
That's all within Rabbi Pappas' understanding.
Right.
So if you say, you don't say all nechasim, you say my animals and my nechasim, so you've separated animals, so then the animals have a different din than the rest of the nechasim. This animal goes to that one, this animal goes to that one. But if you hold like a makdish shtam, so you haven't mentioned, you haven't singled out behemos, so then everything goes together, everything all goes together to the Bedek HaBayis. Is that how it works?
He holds basically, if you say behema or nechasa el hekdesh.
That you singled out behema then.
Right, you don't have to say this behema. He says just, all my animals are hekdesh and all my nechasim are, he says my behemos and my nechasim are hekdesh, separating behemos from nechasim.
No, he's comparing them. Behemati v'nechasai lehekdesh, what he's saying
he's
is
comparing them,
my behema and my nechasim, it's all hekdesh, bedek habayit, you do with it whatever you want. And that's how Rabbi Eliezer is saying, you can sell him and bring him as bedek habayit. The other one says, Rabbi Yeshua would say, everything is hekdesh, meaning he's saying, whatever is olot, whatever is shlamim, is shlamim, you do with it what it's supposed to be done with. That's how he's separating
it. I see, okay. I would have thought, seems to be counterintuitive. I would have said the other way around.
Same to me, but that's what this is saying.
Yeah, saying that also. So again, if you say nechasim and behema together explicitly, that means you're equating the two, they all go to the same fund of bedek habayis. If you simply say nechasim, you say my nechasim go to wherever they're supposed to go, so then behemas go to the behemas, the nechasim go to the bedek habayis, everything's separate. Again, Erez and I both think it's counterintuitive, but that's how the Yushami is explaining
that's according to Rabbi Yeshua. Achim lo iskir hamakdish b'mforash ta behemot, ela amar kigod nechasai lehekdesh, arei adin bezek divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Shabehemot kedoshot lemizbeach, ki bestam ish laniach shekavadato lehekdesh kol davar lemas shehu ra'uy.
Right.
Okay.
But in the first case, he just...
It just sounds obvious.
No, 100%.
Okay, so let's read the Mishnah again. Hamakdish stam, ki divrei Rabbi Yeshua. When you say stam, that's like Rabbi Yeshua, where every part of your property goes to what it should go to. And that's how Rav Pappas explains his understanding of the debate. Now, makdish nechas, that person's makdish is property, v'hayu bahen dvarm ruin legavi mizbech, and there were things that were not animals, but things that were supposed to accompany the mizbech, such as yenos, the wine, v'shamanim, the oils, v'ofos, and the birds, all those things, what's the halacha? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, yimachu letzarche olson hamin, you sell to those people who need those, who needs to bring oil, who needs to bring the wine, and needs to bring the birds, v'yavi b'demem, and you take the proceeds of that for olos, those are brought to be olos. With Shar Nechasim, Yiflu, Bedek HaBayis, the rest of the property is used for the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash. So this is the long, complicated, not complicated, but a lot of details in this Mishnah. Now, Gemara explains and analyzes this Mishnah as follows. Quotes the Gemara, HaMakdish V'chulei the Karbanos Sipur. So says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Ketoros. So what case, the Mishnah had the first example, a person's makdish is nechasim, and in his nechasim, there are something that's roi le karbanos of tzibur. What object are we talking about? So Rabbi Yochanan, as we saw yesterday, referring to the Ketoros. So Amar Rabbi Yehoshaya, Tifatar ba'uman mishal beis avtinas, shehaya notel b'schar ha-Ketoros. So this we also saw yesterday. It's not talking about a guy's regular guy in his backyard who happened to be growing these spices. It's talking about the family of the Beis Aftinas who have klisharis, and they were makdish the ketores, and it was kedusha. That we explained yesterday in machlokas, where the ketores is a kedushas guf or not kedushas guf. It was kedushas guf, so then it had to be made in a klisharis. That went along with the opinion of the Beis Aftinas was the one growing these spices. If, however, we held that Ketores was not Kedushas Aguf, and it wasn't necessary to be made in Klisharis, that held that it was a regular guy's backyard who was growing spices on his own, and even in Chulin, Kalim, it could still be used for the Ketores in the Beis HaMikdash. So Gemara wants to know, Ma time of the Ben Azai? What's the reasoning of Ben Azai? Ben Azai said that you cannot use a Ketores directly of Hekdesh to pay workers. We have to go through this whole complicated process to put the money on the Ketores in the most paid. Why did Ben Azai say he can't give the Ketores directly to pay for the work? Because he held that She'ein ha-Hekdesh mischalel al-Hamlacha ela al-Malz. The Kedusha of Ketores never leaves unless you're paying it on money. But paying for something without substance, simple service, that's not a way to be mischalel the Hekdesh. Right, you need mamashes, right. Money, right. As opposed to a service, which is intangible. Okay. Taman Tanina, there's a Mishnah over there. The Mishnah found in Temura tells us, Yesh Bekadshe Bedek Abayis. There's something, the Mishnah there is distinguishing between Bedek Abayis and Kadshim is Bech. Bedek Abayis is money used to upkeep the base of Mikdash, the structure, and Kadshim is Bech is things that are used on the Mizbech. So what are some of the differences? So shistam hekdeshos, the person's makdish stam, doesn't explain what it's for. So then the din is the bedek abayis, that automatically goes to bedek abayis. So if he's makdish an animal, stam, doesn't say for what, that animal, the money is eventually used for the bedek abayis. And shistam hekdeshos, the bedek abayis, that's the halacha. Hekdesh bedek abayis, chal al kol. I could be makdish kedusha bedek abayis on anything in the world. It will have Kedusha Bedek Abayis. I redeem the Kedusha and use that money for the Bedek Abayis. As opposed to Kachem Mizbech only works on animals. I also could violate Me'ila on things that grow. The example here is that I have in the Mesifta is Tarnagolas Mo'alim Bebeitasa. Your Makdisha Tarnagolas and it lays an egg. The egg has a subject to Me'ila Bedek Abayis, but not by Kachem Mizbech, because an egg is not Roy for Kachem Mizbech. And then Ve'ein Behen Hanala Kwanim. Bedek Abayis, there's no hanah for the Kohanim. It goes to the upkeep of the base of Mikdash. As opposed to Kach Mizbeach, when it comes to at least to a Chatas and a Shlomim, those things the Kohanim get a Chelek of it, as opposed to an Ola. It says the Gemara now. So, Amar Rabbi Chananya, the Rabbi Leazahi, the opinion here that Stam Hekish goes automatically to Bedek Abayis, that is in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. The Tanina, the Mishnah says, Hamakdish Nechasiv, V'hayisa behen behem aruri lik agabe mizbech, Zachar munakevos, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zachar yumachu litzarche olos, use those actual animals for, you sell to people who need to bring olos, unakevos yumachu litzarche zivchei shlamim, you sell the nekevos to people who need to bring shlamim, udimeyam yiflu imishar nechasiv Bedek Abayis, and all the proceeds, along with the rest of the guy's property, all is used for the Bedek Abayis, for the upkeep of the Mishnah.
I mean, again, that just seems opposite exactly to what this said.
No, because the halacha was, that let's say I makdish my property, I makdish stam, I makdish a behemah stam. It's a tamim. The animal's a tamim animal. I could simply just be podet and use that money for the Bedek Abayis. Normally, the din is, when it comes to a kachim is bach of a behemah, I can't be podet an animal that's tamim. If an animal is tamim and already has kedusha for the mizbech, I need to wait for it to have a mum. When it comes to bedek abayis, I don't have to wait at all. It's a different type of kedusha than kachim mizbech. So the Mishnah in Temur that we just brought in says, I'm makdish an animal stam, it's automatically bedek abayis, I can just be po'd that without waiting. Our Mishnah above says the same thing. I'm makdish all my property. Within my property, I have nikevos, I have zacharim. I could sell the animals off and redeem them, even though there's no mum, and use that money for bedek abayis. So the common denominator is that an animal that has bedek abayis on it, I can be podet without there being a mum. And that's how we're saying Rabbi Eliezer of our Mishnah is the author of the Mishnah there in Temura. Okay. Says the Gemara further than that. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Time of Rabbi Eliezer. What's the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer? Says the pasuk, V'ish ki yakdish is beis hakodesh l'Hashem. A person's makdish his house. It's like kind of that question, like heichi dami. What's the exact details of this pasuk? A person's makdish's house. Im mebeis dir, if you're talking about his makdish, his actual house that he lives in. Kfar ksiv, the Rebbe Pasuk already says, v'ma makdish yigals beisel. All the halachas are discussed. A person's makdish's house, he has the option of redeeming it. So the Pasuk of ish ki yakdish's beis kodesh Hashem can't be repeating that same idea. Ella must be talking about ki anun kaimin, but makdish nechasiv. A person must be makdish not his house that he lives in, rather all his property. And we see here.
These two psukim are like almost next to each other.
Yeah, they're weird. It's like end of Vayikra, right?
Next to each other.
Is it Masa or is it?
Kav Zayin. One is Yud Dalit and one is Tedvav.
Okay, so it's in Parshat Bahar, I think.
So okay. It's right next to each other.
Welcome.
So Dan Tanya says that you have to get a regular phone and not a special watch.
The phone without the watch is 50%, by the way.
Okay, so it must be that this pasuk of again ish kiyakdish beis hakodesh Hashem can't be referring to a bias that a person lives in because that's already discussed in a different pasuk. It must be referring to a person's makdish's nechasim. And what does halacha tell us? So that when your person's makdish's nechasim is kodesh Hashem, it goes Hashem, not to the kohanim Hashem mikan. From here we learn shestam hekdeshos lebedek habayis. So this is the source of Rabbi Eliezer that a stam hekdesh goes to bedek habayis. Then the Gemara says further, I'm a Rebbe Zeira. Rebbe Rav Chuna b'shem Rav b'ma pliganon. What's the machlokas Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Shua in our Mishnah? That Rebbe Eliezer said everything goes to Bedek HaBayis and Rebbe Shua is machalik by different animals. B'makdish nechasiv. Only when it comes to a person makdish all his property. But let's say aval b'makdish edro, a person's makdish is flock, his animals only. Then kol ama, everybody modai, everybody agrees shul mizbeach. Even Rabbi Eliezer, who normally held that stam hekdesh goes to the bedek habayis, person's makdish is his flock only animals. No chasam, he must be referring to the animals to the mizbeach and not for bedek habayis. That is the Rabbi Zeir's understanding of the machlokas. Again, the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, and the Mishnah, all these complicated, whether it's all to Bethek Abayis or different things for different animals, that's only when they're makdish all his nechasim. But when he's makdish, his edro, his flock only, everybody agrees that it must be going to the Mizbeach, not to the Bethek Abayis. Comes along Rabbi Ba, he has a different explanation. It says B'Shem Rav Chuna, also in the name of Rav Chuna, B'Shem Rab, but a different twist. Ma pligin, what's the machlokas, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua? Makdish edra, only when they're makdish the flock. Is there machlokas whether Rabbi Eliezer says it goes to the Bethek Abayis, Rabbi Yeshua says it goes to wherever it's supposed to go to? About be makdish nechas, if a person's makdish all his property, then kol ama modai, everybody is in agreement, shehula Bethek Abayis, even Rabbi Yeshua will agree in this case, all the money falls to the upkeep of the Beis HaMikdash.
This is absolutely not how we learned till now.
Absolutely not how we learned.
Till now, Rabbi Bo.
Rabbi Ba was different than Rabbi Zeira. They're two understandings of the machlokas.
But the Mishnah says.
Mishnah makdish nechas of stam.
Right. So obviously, he's piling on the Mishnah.
He's saying he's interpreting the Mishnah to be really makdish edro. I guess should be
but
the
he
gear
doesn't sense. Say that. This is
it's not the first time we saw the Yushalmi going against the text of the Mishnah. But Einacham, okay. You're right. So says the Gemara now, Al daite the Rebbe Zeira nicha. According to Rebbe Zeira, the first explanation of the Mishnah, everything makes a lot of sense. The kasha al the Rebbe Ba, but it's a question according to Rebbe Ba. Why? Because as follows, behema lo lemizbeachi. So let's see what it's saying. Rebbe Ba says that the machlokas was b'makdish edro. Including the chasim are behemoths. How can you say the chasim all go to Bedek HaBayis?
Yeah, why would you say that? Why is it considered one thing?
He's saying the machlokas is only one is not sedra. But when it's the chasim stam, which includes behemoths, why is he making the assumption that it's just all go to Bedek HaBayis? Included in there.
I see, very good. Okay. So Michael's explaining as follows. In general, the din is, if a person's makdish his animal to Bedek HaBayis, he violates an aseh. Because since an animal is roi to be cut from his beach, you can't be makdish to Bedek HaBayis, that's an aseh here. So when a person's makdish all his animals to Bedek HaBayis, all his nechasim included, so then he should, those halachas, that kedusha, should automatically go to become a bedek, should automatically become kachem his beach.
But that's only if he was mevakerotam and he knows that they're tmimim. What if?
No, let's say they're tmimim.
No, but the additional question to this is that according to Rabbi Eliezer, he's not saying that he's saying you should sell it to Olot and Zvachim and then use that money, but he still keeps it within Mizbeach.
Right.
He's not saying you should just give it plain to Bedaka. He says Imachul Olot. So is there an issue to sell something right. for a lot? I don't know if there is.
No, his
you're
question.
You're not lowering the madrega of the behemoth on that.
Rabbi, his question is when you're makdis kol nechasev, even when you're makdis kol nechasev and behemoths are included, the animals are also going to bedek abayas. But why the animals going to bedek abayas? If you have tamimim there, or tamimos rather, they should go to mizbeach. And that's. So the Gemara answers, you're right. Normally the halacha is...
So this goes on the safe. Right. Okay.
So the Gemara answers, you're right. Normally speaking, behemel mizbeach. It normally does go to mizbeach. Even if I makdish it for bedek abayis alone. But lama sasa ma'ishazeh. Why was this person quiet? Why did this person just say stam hektesh? Why didn't he say the behemoths go to the mizbeach and the nechasim go to the bedek abayis? So why was he sasam? Because Shehu Keomer Lo Ye'el LeBedek Abayis. When she said Stam, it was as if he was articulating, explicitly saying that all my Nechasim are going to Bedek Abayis. And that's the reason why.
And he's still over an Isser then?
It seems like he'd still be over an Isser, yeah? It sounds like that. Let's see. Possibly, I'm not sure.
Okay.
So then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Lo Shanaya. There's no difference that he Hamakdish Nechasev, he Hamakdish Edro, he Hamachlokis. So before we saw two explanations when exactly Machlokis Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua was. And Rabbi Yochanan comes has a third approach that they argue in both cases whether a person is makdish kol nechasev, whether a person is simply makdish just as edro. In both situations, there is a debate between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. So now the Gemara explains as follows. A new point. Somewhat related, though. Rav Huna b'shem Rav says Rabbi Abohu, in the name of Rabbi Abohu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, kodshe bedek abayis, a person who makes all his property and all his animals bedek abayis, when he's not supposed to. Behemos tamimos are not supposed to be bedek abayis. And then he's podin tamimim yatsin lechun. Afterwards he's podi, even though while they are tamim, he's podi them, the animals go to bichulun, and you could use them for giza, you could use them for shearing the wool, you could use them for avoda. That's the halacha. So Gemara brings a raya for this din, that a person can be podi a animal, a tamimim animal, Even though it's tamim, you can still be poded. What's the raya? So masnisa amar kain. There's a brisa, really a mishnah in Becharos that says v'ladon v'chalavon mutar la'acher pidyonim. So after you're poded a tamim animal, you are able to get hana from the chalav. You're able to get hana from the vlad, the children from it. So this is a raya that even though it's tamim, you can still be poded a tamim animal. You don't have to wait for it to get a mum. However, Rav Chizkia says, "B'shem Rav Chista, Tifatar Shepadon Tmimim Ufehumimu." No, it's a case rather where when during the time of Pidyon they were Tmimim, but at the end when you were Poda Tamim, they were still an Isser Giza Vavoda. It wasn't until after a mum fell on this animal, became some type of blemish, then it lost its full kedusha and it was mutter b'giza v'avoda. It's not talking about a stam case where you're poda tmimim and then it was mutter. You're poda tmimim and then it got a mum, and that's why it's mutter b'giza v'avoda.
Oh, so here's the case. I'm sorry. Go.
You're not doing that like out of order. You know, like normally we're only pulled there after a year ruined as a mum. So then you could say, okay, now that we're a little more lax and they're allowing you to be poda. But here, you're first being poda, so the theoretically works. So why are you not allowed to do? I mean, why do you still have to wait for a mum to come out?
Right. I'm not sure the answer to that. You're right. It is out of order, but it sounds like there is some. If I remember correctly, I think Gemara Bechor says it might be a gzera, and it said they're abundant only after the pidyon. I don't remember exactly.
It kind of sounds like Bet HaMikdash is leaving the responsibility in the hands of the guy who takes the animal, you know, and.
But nothing happens when there's a mum. It's not like. The Kedusha is still there, it's just at that point we allow to do the Padiya. But once here we did the Padiya, then the Kedusha, we're saying the Kedusha is gone. So like what's happening, once there's a mum, the moment sit when a woman like crows, it's not like anything. There's like a chalos, a change in the chalos of this animal.
Well, it's once there's a moment, it's called psulim mukdashin. As a new name, at least, does it change anything? I'm not sure if anything's changed, or just now the ability to be poda is there in place, or actually the kedusha has been left down. I think it's a larger sugya. The Gemara's Mechoros to discuss these things. But you are right that the pidyon is going out of place. I'm not sure what happens in the interim after you've been poda, but it's still tamim. What happens in between then until the mum falls? I don't know. Do we say that pidyon is really it's being held? It's being even though you did the pidyon, it doesn't really take effect till after the mum comes in, or no? The pidyon has some effect, but there's some still kedusha lingering until the. So I'm not much sure. I imagine probably machlokas has shown how exactly it works, but I don't know for sure. I get a question, Ricky, or
no. The whole thing is what let's say the person has nechasim, and between them they are behemoth tmimim, right?
Right.
So he basically gives them the bedek habayis.
Right.
So this goes according to what we say that even mim go to bedek habayis. I guess Rabbi Elazar or.
Yeah, the answer, right.
Right, and then the so this is asking what do you do with those behemoths? Can you just sell them for chulin or not? Is that the question?
Well, this is saying I think it's consistent with Rabbi Eliezer that you are allowed to just you are allowed to be poda bedek habayis even though it's still tamimim. It just explained this halacha further. That
is that explained, or it's saying that once they are ready by the kabbais, they are allowed to sell it to somebody else for a behema for chulin.
And then that animal goes to chulin. That's exactly
right.
What it's saying. It's working
That's
off
of
that
saying.
Opinion. I think
okay.
Yeah. And we bring a mishnah from Bechoris, which proves this point that after the pidyon, it's completely mutter. The chelov is mutter. The pidyon is mutter. And comes along with Chizki. He says, no. The mishnah there is only when there's a pidyon followed by a mum. Is it mutter by Giza Vavoda? But Stam being poda, an animal that's tamimim, that's actually not mutter in Giza Vavoda.
But the whole thing is falling on the gizbar now, not on the person who's giving it.
No, because the person who, let's say, I sell somebody else, or I'm poda, the animal stays in my property, in my possession.
But that's what... Ve'mot kotche bede kabayit. Right? So they're already bede kabayit. Meaning, this is already bedek habayis. So,
right.
So the question is the person who's giving it to the bedek habayis we're talking about, or the person or the gizbar that he already owns the behemoth? It seems to me that he already gave him to bedek habayis.
I'm not sure.
Or maybe the person.
I mean, I could have in my property, I'm responsible of an animal that I have gave it kedushas bedek habayis. It's in my property. I'm responsible for it.
Right.
So. Once I'm poded, I take that money to give to the bedek habayis, but the animal, I think, remains in my possession, and then it's chulin for me.
Okay.
I think the difference that is confusing is that we're talking about they're bedek habayit behemot mimot. They're not mizbeach behemot mimot. In terms of the lipol mum and to come out, that's got to be a olat mizbeach. That doesn't have to be an olat bedek habayit. Olat bedek habayit is kedushat damim only. She only has kedushat damim. She doesn't have kedushat guf. That's why you could actually be podeh before a mum falls. The whole idea of the mum afterwards doesn't make any sense to me, because if I already took it out and it's already not in the Hegiyat of Ekdesh, why do I have to wait for a mum? That's a whole other idea, but that's the difference between them. That's confusing.
Okay, I hear that. Fine, so there's the Gemara now. Rabbi Yosef b'shem Rav Chista masnisa amar kein. There's a Mishnah that actually supports Rav Chista's explanation that only after the mum goes on to this animal is it going to be mutter begiz vavoda. What's his raya? That very same Mishnah had a different girsa. V'ladan v'chalvan aser l'achar pidyonon. After you poda the behema tamima, so it's aser in the chelav and the vlad is aser after the pidyon until I'll add in until it gets a mum.
I think it's chalav, not chelav. I think it's milk.
You're right. Yeah. So the chalav is aser anyways.
Yeah.
So chalav, so the milk in the vlad is aser after the pidyon. It's not until you get the mum that it's mutter, the chalav and the vlad is mutter, in accordance with Rav Chista's understanding of the case. Okay, now comes along Rav Chiska b'shem Rabbi Yosa and says, Kad she bedek habayis shepadon tmimim yatzin l'chulim. The in tamar lo yatzin l'chulim, hayach kad she mizbeach chalana kad she bedek habayis. So he says, Kad she mizbeach, is poda tamimim. The animal goes to chulin, even though it never has a mum, going according to the first opinion here. Because if that's not the case, if you say it doesn't lose the kedusha, so then How could Kach Mizbeach go on top of its Kach Bedek Abayis? Meaning as follows. Person's Makdish is entire property. It's property for Bedek Abayis. So I have animals there. I have a cow. Now the cow has Kedusha Bedek Abayis on it. So if we're going to say that when I sell it to a guy who has to bring a shlamim, I sell my cow to this guy. He needs to bring a shlamim. So how could my Kedusha Bedek Abayis animal, which is Tzmimim, he can now use it for shlamim. How could he put his Kedusha Mizbeach, his requirement to bring shlamim, how could that be chal on the already existing Kedushas Bedek Abayis? It must be then, when I sell it, even though it's Tamim, it loses its Kedusha of Chul, and now it's Chulin, and then he could issue his Kedushas Mizbeach onto this Behema, onto this cow.
Can you sell it after you gave it?
He sell after I give it to him?
No, I gave it to Bedek Abayis.
I'm saying that's the case. I makdish everything to Bedek Abayis. So I take this animal, I sell it to a guy who needs to bring it.
No, this is Bedek. No.
Yeah, I take the animal that's Bedek Abayis. I sell it to a guy who needs to bring a shlamim.
You do personally, or this is now the gizbal of
Bedek Abayis? I thought the personal guy was.
I understand what's happening, right? So the guy selling, the guy saying whatever I own is Bedek Abayis. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, the animals that are Raul Ola, you sell them for Ola and you get money, and the money you buy Olot, right? But the fact that you gave those behemos to Bedek Abayit, you wouldn't be allowed, the money has Kedushat Bedek Abayit if you say that they don't go to Chulin. So how could you buy Onola with money that has already Kedushat Bedek Abayit? So it's obviously that when you poda it, it's completely Chulin, because otherwise you wouldn't be able to buy something for a Korban with money that are not, that are partly
Kedushat
Bedek Abayit. Meaning to buy something for Mizbeach, it has to be completely chulin, the kesef.
Right, but my level of understanding was, we're talking about the gizba who's doing all this business. Is it the person himself who's mucked? If I'm mucked something to Bedek Abayit, how can I then keep doing things with it, even sell it or what? It's not mine.
No, because the money ultimately is going to go to Bedek Abayit. You're responsible to take that money and then send it off to the Beis HaMikdash.
I mean, you're being pulled, theoretically, you're being pulled.
The Beis HaMikdash can't use the animal for anything. It's the value that they need to use to put into the Bedek HaBayis.
Okay, but once I makdish it, right? Like, shouldn't I just... just trying to think. Shouldn't I sell it first, then be makdish the money? I'm makdish the animal, then I sell the animal, then I take the money.
But I don't view this is not like investment. It's the same thing. I makdish my animal. Now that value of $1,000 cow goes to the Beis HaMikdash. I could either give the cow and let them deal with it, which is a big responsibility to the Beis HaMikdash, or I could sell the cow to a guy who needs the cow, take the $1,000, which is now Bedek HaBayis, and send the check to the Beis HaMikdash to finish the building. Okay, that seems to be easier. That's how I understand it.
Also, this isn't happening anywhere in like Eretz Yisrael. So someone could be down all the way up in the Golan, could be like, I'm makdish, like just, you know, not really thinking. He'll be makdish all the chasim, and then he's like, how am I getting this all down to Yerushalayim? He'll be like, okay, let me start selling these
things. Call them, have them bring movers.
But then
it takes away from the value.
You don't bring it all down.
You sell. Put on money, pull down
to
money, bring
so
the money
down. You can't get for the Bedek HaBayis. They need these things to start, you know, upkeep the Beis HaMikdash. They're not going to wait for you to bring it down.
Rebbe, the emes is the only way you can be, the only way, adding to what you were saying, Michael? The only way
but even
is because if you have the principal value that you decide you're giving. If you were to go and have additional costs for the transportation of it, so in fact, you're giving less money. So the fact that you're magdish it and then you're podet, that's the only way you retain the value in certain instances.
That's another consideration. I'm sorry, I
think even if the gizbar sells them, what's staying telling us is that you would think that when the gizbar sells a behema that's ruia le korban, the gizbar received a behema for Bedek HaBayis. So you could say that when the gizbar sells it, you would think that he cannot become chul in the money that he sells it, because it has kedusha. But no, you say the money becomes chulin, and then he buys the behema for olot, as opposed to remaining the value for Bedek HaBayis.
When I sell my animal, which has Bedek HaBayis, let's
say I give the money to I give the behema to the gizbar. So the gizbar has now owns this behema that's for the Bedek HaBayis. Supposedly, when he sells it, you have to say that first the money is chulin, and then it goes back to Bedek HaBayis, as opposed to staying Bedek HaBayis.
What's staying Bedek HaBayis?
The monies.
No, the behema.
When I sell this for $1,000,
the behema becomes chulin.
Right.
Right. And the
not
money.
The money.
Right.
The money becomes Kodesh.
The money becomes Kodesh. But the fact that the behema was Raoul Le Corban and you're getting money, the behemah becomes completely chulim as opposed to...
Now it can, and now it can be bought and become
right, as opposed to saying, well, you know, it's Raoul Le Hekdesh, so it goes straight from Bedekabai to Kedusha. You cannot be poided. I think that's what it's saying. So no matter who does it, it's the same thing.
It's our,
it goes on the behemah, not on the person who... Not on the person who... It doesn't depend on who's doing it.
Well, he'd want to know who actually did it.
Right.
It wasn't, that wasn't, you know, weighing into how it worked.
Right.
He's curious to know, was the Gizbar selling it or the owner
but
selling it?
But even if the Gizbar is saying, you could have the same correct question, because if the Gizbar sells it, you could say that the behemah doesn't go to Chulin. It goes straight to... Since it's Raui to Korban, it would go straight.
But we say it goes to Chul, and the animal goes to Chul.
And then it goes back
it's
to...
It's like the Torah. No? Didn't we have this the Torah? They have to sell it, become Chulin, and then you buy it back.
Okay, now it says the Gemara. I'm up to Bali Mumin. So we just brought a raya that seemed to have been... We brought a raya the idea that it must be that Kachim Bedek Abayis can be poled while they're Tumimim and Yotz the Chulin right away, because otherwise, how could I take my Tumim animal and sell it to another guy to use for Kachim Mizbech? Must be the moment I poled it, or the moment I sell a Bedek Abayis animal, it loses the Kedusha. The Gemara says that's not a raya. Bali Mumin... Kachim is Bach, Chalalayim, Laida Mila, Legida Lavoda. Bali Mumim, how are we reading this right now?
Bemodali Mumim Shehik Dishan Le Korban, Din Kachim Halalayim.
They have a din of Mizbech, and you can't use their vlad. You can't use their milk either, even though they're Bale Mumin. They're not even Ra'ui
L'Mizbeach. But they're
considered Bale Mumim in quotes because animals are not supposed to be meant for Bedek Abayis, even though inherently they are Tumim. Since they were Makdish to be Bedek Abayis, they're considered Bale Mumim, which doesn't it lacks the real Kedusha that should be having. So you can put Kedusha's Mizbeach on top of it. That's the halacha here.
Mm.
See how we're...
I think it says it doesn't talk about Bedek Abayis here.
The Korban Eidus says
it's
not.
It's
really your mamish makdish bali mumim mizbeach.
That's
right.
You are bali mumim, but you were...
How could kachim mizbeach chal on bali mumim then?
Well, there's an issue to be makrivotam.
Yeah.
But they're still... They become kodesh because you did it. You said it.
Omnam yesh issur torah leakdish bali
mumim. You can't put it up, but it still has a... Now it's got a kodesh of
right.
Of Mizbeach.
אַחַ גְמָלָה מְלַמֵּדֶת שֶׁמִכֹּל מַקּוֹם חַלָּה בָּהֶם דִּין קְדֻשַׁת מִזְבֵּח.
And you can't use their chalav, you can't use their born either.
According to this, you already used the Raisa, but it's still chal on it.
So we're saying we are talking about actual, not in quotes, but actual Bali Mumim.
Yeah.
As Makdish Bali Mumim to Kedusha Bedek Abayis. And when you're Makdish an additional Kedusha Mizbeach to it, it's chal on it vis-a-vis the halachas of Giz Vavoda. Even though ultimately you cannot be makrivit, but the Kedusha's Giz Vavoda is chal on it, and you have to be poed to this animal, to another Tumim animal, to bring that other animal to Kachim Mizbeach then. Okay. Great. Can you guys wait for Kachim? Okay, says the Gemara now. new piece. Masifta tells me this next discussion has nothing to do with what we've been talking about up until now. Says the Gemara, Hifrish Nikeva Lo Lasa. I have a Nikeva, a female animal in my yard, and I mafresh it to be an Ola. And the problem is, an Ola can only come from a male, not from a female. So a Makdish, a Mafresh rather, I separate a Nikeva for an Ola. Or a Lepischo, which also only comes from a Zachar. Ola Shama, which also comes from a Zachar. So I take a Nikeva to separate it for a carbon, which can only be coming from a male. And the halacha is, according to the Tanakhama, Osa Temura. That turns into a Temura. The din of Temura, all the halachas of Temura, we'll get to Temura to get. But it's Kedusha's Guf to it, basically. The idea is Kedusha's Guf. It's a Pasal carbon, though. But that's the din according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Omer argues Lo Lasa, Osa Temura, yeah?
What is it, Lepischo?
Le Pesach Shalom. It's carbon Pesach.
Or two carbons.
Yeah.
And Hashem or Korban Hashem.
And it can't be females, so none of those.
So Rabbi Shimon argues and says, Omer, Lo Lasa, Osa Temura. If you separate an Akeva to be an Ola, that does turn to a Temura. But if it's Lepischo, Vla Shamo ain't Osa Temura. That's the second opinion. He splits between the Ola versus the Pasach and the Hashem. Mm. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Mishim Rabbi Shimon, remember, Rabbi Shimon's the second opinion. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. It's going to get a little confusing in a little bit. He holds the third opinion, La Olasa, La Pischo, La Shamo, Eina Osa Temura. No case here can turn into a Temura.
So what do you do with
it? What's the status with it? I think you take the money, probably. And
tomorrow is that the one animal becomes chulian and the other one takes
doesn't become chulian.
No, he wants according to his third opinion. No, the third opinion that says it doesn't do anything.
Or even to the second one for the other two.
Right. I think when the Gemara says tomorrow means that they both that the Torah made the knas that they both become hektesh. If there's then one goes to chulian and the other one goes to hektesh. You just switch them.
No, I'm saying the case, I'm mafresh by nekeva. So this last opinion says nothing happens. Eino osa tomorrow. What do you do with that nekeva?
But the whole idea of tomorrow is that you take some, you take one animal. Oh, when it is tomorrow, what do you do with it?
When it's not tomorrow. What's the status? Nothing happens. I'm mafresh in nekeva for my Pesach. This last opinion says nothing happens. Eino osa tomorrow. So what does it mean? I did nothing, and the nekeva is just a regular animal, just a chulin animal.
Oh, I thought when it says it doesn't say doesn't make tmura, it means that you're able to switch it around, but the other one becomes free.
I'm not sure. Let's see. Gemara might explain it. Gemara does explain each of the opinions. Let's see what we have here.
So when it says enosa tmura, it means that the animal doesn't chal, and the original one stays.
That's what we think. No, there's no original. There's no nekeva can't be used for a Pesach. So it can't
right.
be.
No, right, but there's
nothing happened. Yeah, there's, I think.
Nothing happened with anything.
Right. It was.
So why does it use the word tomorrow? You could have said it would say it's lochal kedusha.
No, because tomorrow would say if it is tomorrow, it means as kedusha is a guf, but it's possible to the mizbeach.
Right.
If it's not tomorrow, then I would think nothing happens. Let's see what the Gemara explains if it does. So we have three opinions. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Shimon, with the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon,
Ben Yehuda,
this one, yeah,
this is the second one.
Okay. Shekain matinu nekeva ba'of k'sher levo ola. Because when it comes to an ola, we find that not every ola comes from a zachar. There are instances when ola comes from a nekeva, namely if it's an oaf, a nekeva of an oaf, a female bird, can be brought as an ola. Therefore, when a mafrish, a nekeva for an ola, it can get kedusha zaguf, in this case, the kedusha of timura. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, time of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda. Now, this is the other opinion.
This is the second one.
This is the last opinion where nothing happens, nothing can ever happen by any of the cases. Why? Because she'im min b'mino hu chalak alav kol shkein min b'she'in amino. Meaning, let's say I have an asham that needs to be brought a one-year-old asham. Certain karbanos need to be 1 year, nothing more. But I bring a two-year-old asham. That won't work. No kedusha. So if min b'mino, the same animal, let's say a sheep, but one's a year old, the one's I change it to 2 year old, nothing works. It's a pasul karban. Certainly if I change it from a zachar to an akeva, I bring in a akeva for an asham, certainly that won't work either. So that's the kal v'chomer of the last opinion, that nothing is chal at all. Now, eiza min b'mino, shehu chalak. What's the case of min b'mino, shehu chalak love? That's the same min, but it doesn't work. Kahadai detani, like the brisa that says, ashim ben shana, an ashim, that needs to be 1 year old animal, which is an example of a nazir and a mitzora, and he's a 1 year old sheep. And yet, behavi ben shtaim, a guy brings a 2 year old sheep, or alternatively, a guy needs to bring a ben shtaim, a 2 year old sheep, for an Ashim Gezela, or Mi'ila, or Shivcha Charufa, he needs to bring a 2 year old ram, I think. Vehevi Ben Shalosh, he brings a 3 year old ram. Instead, Lo Yatza, all those cases, he's not Yotze, even though it's the same min. It's a ram and a ram, it's a sheep and a sheep. But since you change the age, it's possible. So Kal V'chomer, when you change from a male to a female, it won't be Chal either. And that's the opinion, the explanation of the last opinion.
Why does it say in parentheses Yatza? About the Asham Ben Shana Ben Shnataim.
We don't read parentheses, so I just ignore it.
The last part of it. Hashem ben shama v'evi ben shtaim, yetza. Ben shtaim v'evi, ben shalosh lo yetza.
So you have to take, parentheses we take, we never read the parentheses.
Right.
So that's why it's in parentheses. It shouldn't be there. It should be Hashem ben shana v'evi ben shtaim. Ben shtaim v'evi ben shalosh lo yetza, all cases.
Okay.
So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shimon of this case here. And Rabbi Shua from our mission, if you remember back from the mission, not too long ago, but it's confusing. So much happened in between now and 20 minutes ago. So, Shneim Amru Davar Achad, both of them said the same exact thing. Meaning, Kimad Rabbi Yeshua Amar, like Rabbi Yeshua said in our Mishnah, Nikeva La'ola Lo Kitcha Ela Hektish Damim, if I makdish my property, and within my property I had female animals, those female animals, you sell it off, and the money is used for an Ola. But the Kedusha is only Kedusha's Damim, it's not Kedusha's Aguf. So too, Cain, Rabbi Shimon, Amar, in our case, right now, Nekeva, Ola, if I separate a Nekeva for an Ola, Lo Kitcha, El Hektish, Damim. There is no Kedusha's Aguf, it's not Timura, rather it's Kedusha's Damim. So that's your answer, Michael. It's not Chulin completely, it's Kedusha's Damim, and that Damim can be used for something else. But there's no Kedusha's Aguf, it's not a Timura, it's only Kedusha's Damim. That's what Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said. Again, this Bryce we just quoted, the last opinion that says, if I'm mafresh in a caver for any of these animals, it's not a tamura. Rather, it's a kedushas damim. Because if I'm mafresh for something that's not supposed to be, in a caver for an ola, all it has is kedushas damim. So too in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua told us, if I'm makdish my entire property, and within my property there is nekevos that are set aside for olos, so I don't use those. There's no kedushas guf to those nekevos. I simply just sell them off as kedushas damim and use the proceeds for an ola.
And what do you can do with kedushas damim in Beit HaMikdash?
Kedushas damim depends what type of kedushas damim, but that was machlokas here, whether that was used for to buy an ola, a carbon ola, or the money was used to fix up the Beit HaMikdash.
So what does that mean?
It means this value, this kedusha to the value of something. What to do with that value, that
depends.
You cannot
bring it to Korban.
Exactly. So, in Tamar, if you want to say, Kaji kedusha zaguf, if you wanted to say that a person is mafish in a keva does have kedusha zaguf to it, so the halacha should be yiru, which means it should graze in the field until it gets a mum. The fact that we allow you to be poder right away tells us that there's no inherent kedusha to it. That's what Rabbi Yochanan means, that Rabbi Shu in our Mishnah is completely parallel with Rabbi Shimon in this recently brought Brisa. Okay, we're good? Somewhat good?
I don't get it.
You don't get it.
No, the whole thing is like this. A person takes in a cave and says, this is for an ola, let's say. Right? Or for a chattas, let's say.
Chattas could come from a cave.
Right. Yeah. Okay, no. So an ola or an asham.
Okay.
So then I still don't understand why it's using the word tamura.
Tamura is basically a way of saying this kedushas guf, but it's possible to be brought as a carbon.
Tamura is only when you bring another animal. You say this is tamura to right. this, and then the Torah said, you know what, you shouldn't have done it. Then they're both hekdesh.
It doesn't mean it's a real tamura. It means it has the same din as a tamura. It's not the actual process of tamura. Same halachas of tamura.
תמורה היא במה שנתקדשה על ידי שהמירו עליה בהמות קורבן. דהיינו, שאמרו שתהיה תחת בהמות הקורבן. אמנם עשרה תורה להמיר.
Right.
So this is... I'm saying,
right. But why?
Why תמורה he's saying? Why not just on this
בהמה? It could have just said, listen, it's hal or not hal the hekdesh.
No, because תמורה זה קדוש לגוף, that's
possible. תמורה בשביל משהו.
כן, אבל יש דברים מסוימים שתמורה לא תופסת עליהם. Right. So it's telling you that in this case the Tmura does tofes on it, even though it's not even Raui Lemizbeach, it is Raui Lemizbeach.
No, not always,
not in all cases.
So okay. I think it's saying as follows. There's Kedushas Guf to this animal, whereby you can do Tmura onto this animal. That's what it's saying. So I'm mafish in a keva for a Pesach or an Asher or a Chattas. So there's real Kedushas Guf to it, even though I can't bring it as an Ola, but still has Kedushas Guf. Whereby if I take this animal, I want to do tamur with another animal, that tamur will be chal. As opposed to Rabbi Shimon, the last case, it says, no, it's not. There's no kedusha zaguf, it's only kedusha damim. Kedusha damim cannot be transferred into a tamur. Okay, says the Gemara now. Amar Rabbi. Rabbi says, Ein ani roez dire Rabbi Shimon bepesach. I don't agree with Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon who held that nekeva... Which Rabbi Shimon is this one? Going?
I'm sorry.
Ani
roe.
Same thing. Ani roe has the Rabbi Shimon.
Right, so I have a gear here. It says it should be ain ani roe. On the side of the set, it should be ain ani roe.
Here it's taking out the ain. About 31.
No, it puts it in. It's not the regular apprentice. It's a
apprentice.
Brackets.
Brackets.
I thought Rabbi wanted to get to the Mishnah.
Let's see. No, so I'm a Rebbe ani roeh as the Rebbe Shimon bePesach, but I'm being told here it should be ein ani roeh.
Okay, so they're adding it. Originally it's without it. Okay,
yeah. Fine. So ein ani roeh, at least in the side here, it says I don't agree with Rebbe Shimon in regards to Pesach, because Rebbe Shimon said when makriv in nekeva it never has kedushas aguf to it for Pesach. I don't agree with him. Shem moser Pesach b'shlamim, because what happens is that Pesach, which normally comes from a male, the leftover Pesach can turn into shlamim. Shlomim can come from a male and a female. So we see even Pesach has the potential of becoming a carbon that has female characteristics, but can come from a female. So therefore, I think a Pesach can have Kedushas Guf to it. That's how Rebbe understands it. Says the Gemara, why are you saying Dafka, a Pesach can turn into Shlomim? Therefore, female, a Mafish and a Keva, for Pesach, it could have Kedushas Guf. Lema, it should say, Ein Ani Roeh, Divrei Rebbe Shimon, Be'asham. Moser Asham Ba'ola. When I have an Asham that's left over, I sell the Asham and can use that Asham to an Ola. And we find that an Ola can be brought from an Akeva's Ola's Oph, an Oph. So we see.
Right, only Oph.
So why didn't we say Asham also has potential to be sell it off, use the money, buy an Ola, an Akeva of an Oph? It can also turn into a female. So you should say when a Mafish in a Akeva for an Asham, it should also have Kedushas Aguf to it. So. Explains the Gemara, Amir Rabbi Abin, Im Hektish Pesach Bashlamim, Gufo Kar Shlamim, Im Hektish Asham Ba'ola, Ein Gufo Kar Ba'ola. There's a very fundamental difference. The Pesach itself, the Am Mafrish Pesach, the actual Pesach, the actual animal, can ultimately be turned into a Shlamim. An Asham, leftover Asham, I can never bring the actual animal as an Ola. I can sell the animal, use the money for an Ola. So there's no inherent possibility of this animal of an asham turning into a ola. It's only being selling it off. That's why mafish ashamo can never be kedushas aguf. But mafish pischo, says Rabbi, can turn into a female type of animal, and therefore it has chalos kedushas aguf. So it says the Gemara now. Gemara wants to know, mahu kedun. What's the reasoning of the Tanakama who held a mafish nekeva for all three cases of an ola, of a pesach, of an asham, all three cases it turned into kedushas aguf? Whereby if I make Timura, Timura is Chal. What's the reasoning of the Tanakama? Hahin Omar, that's what the Tanakama explains. It's held Hektesh Domim Kadosh. The Hahin Omar Hektesh Gufo Kadosh.
I think it's Hektesh Domim Hektesh.
I have Hektesh.
Another we have this thing. Parenthesis that right. We are supposed to ignore, but it says Kadosh.
Right, so I'm just following the Sifta. He's leading the way here for me. He says Hektesh Domim Kadosh, as opposed to Rebbe held Hektesh Gufo Kadosh. Let's see.
Here it says, "Hayinamar Rabbi Shimon Sover Hekdesh Damim Hekdesh, Kishemagdish Adam Nekeva LePesach Ein Chalava Ela Kedushat Damim."
Damim, not Gufa.
Lesamim veLo Kedushat Haguf.
Okay, this is the Machlokas. Arguing about how Tamura is understood. Up until now, we assume Tamura only works on something that's Kedushas Haguf. The Gemara says here, no, Tamura. There's Machlokas whether Tamura can work on something with Kedushas Damim. Everybody agrees there's only Kedushas Damim here. The question is, can Kedushas Damim generate a Temura? So Tanakama held that even Kedushas Damim could generate a Temura. The last minute thought Kedushas Damim cannot generate Temura. So the third Milashita is right. So he must say that no, only Kedushas Guf can, but he thinks a Pesach has Kedushas Guf since it can turn into Shlamim. Okay, all right. Maybe we'll stop here then. Basically towards the bottom. We'll pick this up tomorrow.
There's another two dots.
Oh, there is a.
Don't we have time? Isn't it Wednesday?
Yeah, we have another.
Oh, we always okay. We do.
We
okay.
Also, we can go to the two dots.
Okay, I fine. Rabbi Zeira.
Two dots, but.
So Rabbi Zeira says, "B'shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish." Yeah. Time of the Bishua. What's the reason of Rabbi Shua? Which Rabbi Shua we're talking about here? That the not only do the Zacharim go to be Olos, but even the Kavos also go to be Olos. That was the Rabbi Shua in our Mishnah.
Because of the Oath.
Right. No. Different case. Maybe, oh, you're
that
right.
Would be the only reason.
Well, no, the reason is, we don't know the reason yet for him. Okay. Gemara's about to explain the reason. So Pasuk says, Hakol sounds like everything, anything a person is makriv, everything could be Yakrivu Lashem Le'ola. Every single type of animal has potential to be an Ola, perhaps what you're saying, because in a cave of an oaf can be brought as an Ola. But this Pasuk tells me that everything has potential to be sold to be an Ola. L'tonchem tamim zachar minayin shafil nekevos. So I only know a zachar. How do I know even nekevos? Says the pasuk tamalomer babakar. The rabbi says and nekevos. The extra word babakar there comes to include all animals, even females. So that's the svar of Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yitzchak bei Rabbi Lazar shal. He asks ksiv zachar. It says males only. That amr is babakar. The rabbi says nekevos. It doesn't make any sense. But to kavasa, what do you mean? According to your reasoning, ksiv tamim. That Amr is Babakar, the rabbi's Bali Mumim. There's another drush you make. The pasuk says Tamim. Use Bakar to include even Bali Mumim. So something's obviously being added in here. Something is beyond what the pasuk simply says. So Ma Benayin, what's the difference? So Rav Amar shifted the Katakatka Beinayim. So I'm going to need the English on that one. It's like throwing a stick in between something. It's a phrase.
Makel Ariga Yish.
A sewing. A knitting stick in between them.
Okay.
כלומר, החילוק ביניהם ניכר וברור כמו ההפרדה הברורה ומפריד מקל הריגה בין מערכות חוטי
It's obvious.
You don't need to explain the differences. Right. What's the difference?
yeah.
okay.
מילת בבקר כתובה בפרשת קורבנות משמעה דווקא בהמות הראויות למזבח. The word בקר in the פרשת קורבנות is only talking about בהמות that are that you can bring on the מזבח, meaning תמימות. לכן, אמנם יש במשמעה לרבות נקבות, even though it sounds as if you can be מרבה נקבות out of it, you can bring them, you can say it, כי נקבות תמימות ראויות למזבח, שקשרות לקרב כשלמים, אך אין כמשמעה, במשמעה לרבות בעלי מומין שאינם ראויים למזבח בשום אופן.
Okay.
Still don't know.
No, yeah, because when it says bakar, it means that...